Thursday morning, and this is the time we talk to April Mansfield from Event Cinemas. And boy, oh boy, we've got a trio of movies being released today. Good morning, April.
Good morning, Paul.
This is one of my favourite segments because I get to talk to you and I get to talk to you about movies. And did you see the Academy Awards?
Of course I did. I sat down in Gold Class with a cocktail and some chippies and I was set.
That's a place to watch the Academy Awards. Now, what did you think of the Academy Awards this year without a host?
It wasn't bad. It wasn't as funny or exciting as it usually is. I think having a host brings a whole level of, like, intimacy, I suppose, in a way. Like, they are taking you through it and taking you through the winners and, I don't know, making it relatable and funny.
Absolutely. I certainly missed having that host, and I think I'll make a prediction to you. I reckon next year they'll have a host. Something missing. It was just kind of something missing. Now, the top movie, Green Book, best film.
Green Book, yes. I know it got quite a few and we're still playing it in cinemas. So
excellent.
Out here, yeah.
Now, a little bit controversial. They said that, you know, now who was it? Spike Lee, the director, was actually going to leave the auditorium and he was prevented from leaving by the ushers who said, no, I'm sorry, you can't leave the building at the moment. Go back to your seat. So Spike Lee didn't... Now it's surprising because Spike Lee is for black rights, and yet this movie really shows what happened to black people in the South. And yeah. I couldn't quite work out why Spike Lee didn't really like this movie.
I don't know. Who knows?
Well, he's a strange cat, a very strange cat.
His outfit was pretty fabulous, though. I really enjoyed it.
Did you see how Spike Lee was dressed? He looked like a bus driver.
Yeah, he did.
Very strange. Anyway, yeah. Okay, so here we are, Thursday, Event Cinemas, and, of course, we love Smithfield. That's where we mostly go. So we've got three being released today. Tell us about them.
Yeah. So the first one is called Greta. So this one's a bit of a, I would say, drama horror. A little girl, well, I wouldn't say little, she's probably a teenager, late teenager, named Frances. She finds a handbag on a New York subway and opens it up and finds, you know, a driver's license or whatever, some form of ID that lets her know that it belongs to a lady named Greta and it had her address on there. So she ventures over to Greta's house and finds, like, an eccentric French piano teacher who, you know, loves to have a tea and a chat and some classical music and whatnot. So having recently lost her mother, Frances kind of comes in after returning the bag and kind of makes a unlikely friendship, I suppose, and also harmless. I mean, she's this lovely little piano teacher who is a widow and enjoys her, you know, company. So Frances is just kind of, okay, yep, I can do this. It's a nice little friendship with an older lady. But it takes a bit of a vicious turn when Greta's behaviour becomes increasingly erratic and suspicious, and Frances finds out some information that makes her want to get the hell out of there.
Spoiler alert, don't say any more.
No, not anymore. Done.
Okay, the second one?
And the second one is King of Thieves. Now, this one is, like, based on a true crime, which I didn't know about. I was researching it a little bit, which is very interesting. It's about four elderly gentlemen who, in their heyday, were amazing thieves, and they pull off this major heist in the London Jewellery District. They pose as, I believe, gas repairmen over the Easter weekend, so no one's around, businesses around are all closed, and they manage to steal something like £14 million worth of jewellery and stuff.
Mm.
And, yeah, it's about their burglary and then after the fact, so the cracks between the gang kind of show when greed takes over of who gets what portion of, you know, the jewellery and whatnot. And, you know, it's major cover over the news, so they're all very suspicious of each other of, you know, who's going to crack first, are they going to get caught, who gets the most money. So, yeah, it stars quite a good cast as well. Michael Caine, Charlie Cox, Michael Gambon. It looks really good, and I like I've always said, I do like this based off a true story thing because I've never heard of it, and it actually makes me look it up and go, oh, that's interesting. Didn't know about that. It happened in 2015, I believe.
It was big news at the time in 2015. But listen, I love Michael Caine.
Mm-hmm. He is amazing.
Do you remember a movie? Here we go again, April. Do you remember? Do you remember a movie called Alfie?
Oh, the name sounds really familiar, but no.
Well, Alfie was a movie that, Michael Caine had done a couple of smaller ones before that, but that was the movie that made him a star. And he played this sort of playboy in London who took out all these women, you see. And he looked at the camera and sort of, he did his speaking through talking to us, the audience. It's called Alfie. There was also a hit song called Alfie.
You know what? When I look back on my little life and the birds I've known, and think of all the things they've done for me, you'd think I'd had the best of it all along the line. But what have I got out of it? I got a bob or two, some decent clothes, a car. I got my health back, and I ain't attached. But I ain't got me peace of mind. And if you ain't got that, you ain't got nothing. I don't know. It seems to me, if they ain't got you one way, they got you another. So what's the answer? That's what I keep asking myself. What's it all about? Know what I mean?
What's it all about, Alfie? Is it just for the moment we live? What's it all about when you started out?
Yeah, so Michael Caine, that was his first movie, but of course he's done lots of movies in between. I must look at how many movies he's done, but he also was in the Batman series of movies as well.
Yes. That's where I remember him from, the Batman series, and also, you know, the Now You See Me, Now You See Me 2?
Yes.
That one, and he was in Kingsman Secret Service. See, I love the Kingsman movies. See, I remember him in all of those.
No, fantastic. And what's the third one being released today?
Our third one is a little family film for everyone out there. It's called A Dog's Way Home. It's about a puppy named Bella. Oh. She finds her way into the arms of her owner, Lucas, who obviously, you know, dog-human relationship, in love, they are their world. And somehow she gets separated from Lucas and she finds herself on an epic 400-mile journey home to reunite with the owner. It's really sweet, really cute. I feel like it's a little bit of a tearjerker, but a really nice one for the family.
Absolutely. Talking to April Mansfield from Event Cinemas. And April, when we were down to see Stan and Ollie, and I'll just talk about that in a moment, how much we loved that movie. But when we were there, we saw the trailer for the movie you're talking about the dog. Oh, it looks like a maybe three tissue movie?
Yes. Definitely, bring the tissue.
Yeah, but the dog is so cute. He's just beautiful.
So beautiful. And I feel like this one's going to have a happy ending. So I feel like there'll be happy teeth.
It won't be like, did you ever see any of those Lassie movies?
Oh, did you see, what was that movie, Marley and Me? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Never again.
Oh, never.
I can't deal.
I agree with you. I don't want to ever see that again. I just absolutely bawled my eyes out at Marley and Me.
Me too.
Oh,
so
sad.
Fingers crossed this one has a much happier ending.
Let's hope so anyway. And just reminded me a little bit of Red Dog too. You know the Australian film Red Dog?
Red Dog, yes. Yes, definitely.
But he died. Red Dog.
Oh, let's hope it's not like Red Dog.
No, let's not hope that. Okay, now listen, Michael Caine, I'll get you to guess this. How many movies do you think Michael Caine has made in 70 years?
Oh, 50.
Higher?
Higher.
Yep.
60?
Higher.
70.
Much higher.
How can he make that many? Like, if you've been doing it for 70 years, don't, like, filming take a while? Can you do more than one film a year?
He can, and he has. Let me tell you, he's done 130 films.
Oh, my God, that's almost two films a year.
That is.
What a fantastic career.
He is, and he's 85.
And he's still going.
Yep, and he's married to Shakira Caine, and that's his wife right now, Shakira. He did have a first wife called Patricia Haynes, and he married her in 1954, but the marriage only lasted till 1962. But he married Shakira Caine, his present wife, right, in 1973, and they're still married.
Aw, how sweet.
Oh, he's terrific. I love Michael Caine. Yeah. Terrific bloke. I read his book that he wrote, and it was absolutely hilarious. He's a lovely guy. Now, let's talk about Stan and Ollie.
What did you think?
I absolutely adored it. It is a magnificent film. And for anybody who likes comedy, that genre, Laurel and Hardy, who were big in the 30s, and basically the movie takes you through, well, they had the big career in the 30s in the movies, but this is in the 50s as they're touring England. And this promoter gets them into flea-bitten theatres, and there's only about 10 people in the audience. And then he comes up with the idea to actually have them on television, this newfangled thing called television. And he had them out in the street, you know, sort of getting kids across zebra crossings and holding buses up and being funny and all that. And then they absolutely filled the theatres with people. And then, but the actual movie they wanted to make, the Robin Hood movie, didn't come about. But it was basically, it's their story, kind of like they're a bit washed up and really didn't want to end the career. But Oliver, the big fella, he was suffering badly. He had all sorts of medical issues. But it is a warm film. It is a funny film. There is drama. There is sadness. There's a few laughs in it too. But look, Marion wasn't a great fan of Laurel and Hardy or any of that sort of stuff, and she said to me, that is a beautiful film. Look, I'm sure it won't last a long time at Event Cinemas because it probably only has a selective audience, would you think?
Say so, and we've got some really big blockbusters coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, so
which will probably take Stan and Ollie out. So I think definitely if you're really interested in going to see it, I definitely try and make it this week.
Yeah, look, I can highly recommend it. Just a beautiful, warm, fuzzy movie. And look, I love the ending of it. The ending is just magnificent, just beautiful. And they then show over the credits the real Laurel and Hardy performing the sketches that you saw. Our actors, Steve Coogan and John C. Reilly, are doing, and they showed you the real Laurel and Hardy as the credits are going. It's just beautiful.
Did they look really, really similar?
Oh, not similar. They looked almost exactly the same. And particularly John C. Reilly, who plays Oliver Hardy. Honestly, sometimes you thought you were watching the real person. And those two are long gone now. But you could see that Laurel was the brains behind the operation. He was the one that you know, got on the typewriter at night and typed out all the sketches, while Oliver Hardy spent a lot of his time gambling his money away and running around, April, with loose women.
Oh, gosh.
What a way to go. Anyway, so there you go. But anyway, thank you, April, and we'll see you next week and for more movies happening at Event Cinemas in Cairns.
Thanks, Paul.